Welcome to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. This episode reveals when exactly to transfer your baby from their bassinet to their crib and some top tricks from a baby sleep expert on how to do this as smoothly as possible. So freshen up that cup of coffee, switch that load of laundry before you forget, and listen in. You're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson. I leveraged my skills as a speech-language pathologist to research and discover the gentlest and most effective sleep training methods and strategies available for our three children, successfully helping them learn to sleep through the night and take regular scheduled naps starting at 3, 4, and 5 months old respectively, effectively reclaiming confidence, structure, and peace in our home, and creating a better, healthier relationship with my husband and our children. On the show, you'll discover bite-sized, actionable strategies for all things baby's sleep and development, and avoid wasting time, money, and tears on strategies that simply don't work. You'll gain a sneak peek into the most reliable evidence-based strategies available. You'll also get exclusive access and discounts to time-saving, headache-crushing tools and our unique Play Sleep Grow sisterhood to make your sleep training journey and your relationship with your child easier and more grace-filled than you ever dreamed possible. Subscribe now and listen in every Monday. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle that baby close, and welcome. You belong here. Does trying to figure out your baby's ever-changing sleep schedule make you feel like finding a nice, secluded spot and burying your head in the sand? Well, stop the search and step away from the sand. As an exclusive gift to you, I have created a 60-second sleep schedule quiz. All you have to do is complete the 60-second quiz, and a sample sleep schedule specifically for your child will be sent directly to your inbox. And yes, it's completely free. Simply go to www.playsleepgrow.com/sleep-schedule-quiz to claim yours now. And I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. Welcome back. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson, wife, mom, licensed speech-language pathologist, and certified pediatric sleep consultant. In today's episode, we'll be pulling back the curtain on transferring baby from the bassinet to the crib. You'll learn when the best time is to do this transfer, when you have to transfer the baby to the crib, and top tricks for transferring the baby to the crib from a baby sleep expert. A couple weekends ago, I was giving a presentation on baby sleep in the first year at the Babies and Bumps Expo in Cleveland, Ohio. It was a blast. I was blessed to meet moms and dads from all over the area, both brand new as well as seasoned parents. Sleep is a hot topic when it comes to babies, as I'm sure you know, because it really can be so tricky. As I was wrapping up my baby sleep seminar, I asked what questions the attending parents had, and one mom raised her hand. We're transferring our baby to her crib from the bassinet, and tonight's the night. What tricks do you have for this transition? She asked. Oof, big, loaded question. Excellent question. And also big and loaded. I started by asking some questions to get the context around the move. How old is baby? Has baby started rolling? Is the crib in the same room as the parents' bed? Or in a separate room, etc.? Because all of these things matter. I was able to give her a few pointers, but I realized I wish I could have had a full-on conversation with her about the shift, because sometimes it can be quite tricky. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes it's a piece of cake, and other times it's not. The big question around transferring baby from her bassinet next to your bed to a crib is when. When do I transfer my baby from bassinet to crib? Bassinets are wonderful. They're so handy. You're able to keep it right next to your own bed.
and usually at a similar height, making transfer of your baby in and out of the bassinet easy for nighttime feeds and diaper changes. My personal favorite bassinet is the Halo Bassinest. Now, I want to be transparent. I've never had the pleasure of using one myself because the price point was too high when we first became parents. But the design is extremely appealing to me, and here's why. It has mesh sides for those babies who like to scooch themselves over to the side during sleep and smash their faces against the side of the bassinet. To ensure that baby can still breathe, you know, somewhat freely as possible. It also has easy lowering sides to make transfer of baby as easy and pain-free as possible, which is especially helpful for those first few weeks when you're healing from birth, and especially if you're a C-section mama. And I say that from experience. And finally, it has a perched swivel design that allows baby to be close by without actually co-sleeping. In my humble opinion, its ingenious design was developed with both mom and baby in mind. A good quality bassinet can be invaluable in those first couple of months. And then, often around the three-month mark, it becomes time for baby to be transferred into her crib. There are two big reasons to transfer baby to a crib. The first common reason to transfer baby from her bassinet to a crib is she's grown too big for the bassinet. All bassinets should have a clearly defined size and weight limit. A quick Google search reports that the Halo Bassinest Lux has a weight limit of 20 pounds and that its nest is about 33 and a half inches by 22 inches. According to the WHO, who they're like a medical website, growth charts for weight development, the 50th percentile range for boys reaching 20 pounds is around 10 months of age. And the 50th percentile for girls reaching 20 pounds is around 11 months of age. And according to the WHO growth charts for length development, the 50th percentile range for boys reaching 25 inches in length, which is a length I just chose based merely on the assumption that a baby should have a minimum of 4 inches from the top of their head to the bassinet and the bottom of their feet to the bassinet, is around 3.5 months. So do you see how that's super, super different from their weight limit? And the 50th percentile for girls reaching 25 inches in length is around 5 months. That's pretty substantial. That's pretty far along still in the baby's first year. So you're going to switch them out whenever it's soonest, right? So if their weight is pretty low still, but they've reached the height limit, then it's time. It's still time to switch them out. That being said, the American Academy of Pediatrics provides a blanket statement on their Healthy Children website that says, in general, your baby should move to a crib around the end of the first month of life or by the time he weighs 10 pounds. They don't state much reasoning behind this recommendation, and I'll drop a link to the statement in the show notes so that you can see it for yourself. They do provide some logical guidance around which bassinet to choose, however, in that same article, with recommendations like making sure the bassinet has a wide base so it doesn't tip over, especially in case someone bumps it, and making certain that any and all folding legs are locked in place. You can, of course, ask your child's pediatrician directly what their recommendation is around bassinets, and at what weight and length your nugget should be moved to a crib. The second common reason to transfer baby from her bassinet to her crib is when she begins to roll or push up on her hands and knees. Once your baby's beginning to roll from back to front or front to back or push up on her hands and knees from her belly, it's time to move her out of the bassinet and into a crib. Because If she's rolling, she could shift the weight balance in the bassinet and accidentally tip it over. But my baby's just starting to roll from belly to back, and I always put her on her back to sleep, you might be thinking. If this is the case, excellent job always putting her on her back to sleep. You're 100% right that that is the number one safest position for your baby to sleep in. And secondly, even if this is the case, babies can learn new skills really quickly. And one related skill can often turn into learning a related skill before we realize it. What I mean by this is that if she's beginning to roll from belly to back right now, it is only a matter of time before she begins to roll from back to belly too. And I'd personally rather be safe than sorry, especially when it comes to my baby's safety. So let's say that now you've realized it's time to transfer your baby from his bassinet to his crib. What now? Is it just a swap out, a quick switch, bing, bang, boom, and now baby's sleeping in a different bed? Sometimes it can be that simple. And likely, it will be that simpler the sooner you switch, because the older your baby becomes, the more aware he will be of his sleep space, meaning he may be more jarred by a move at 4 months than he would potentially have been at 2 months. So keep that in mind. But moving to a crib is also a transition for you, because chances are, at the age your baby is moving from the bassinet to the crib, he'll still be needing middle of the night feeds and perhaps a middle of the night diaper change or two. And when he moves to a full crib from a bassinet, even if it's in the same bedroom, chances are that those middle of the night feeds and diaper changes won't be quite as convenient for you. So let me let you in on a few tricks of the trade. This first recommendation isn't just a tip or trick. As of the date of this recording, it's also highly recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics that for at least the first 6 months, the first top tip when you transfer your baby from the bassinet to the crib is for baby to still be sleeping in the same room as you, his parents. This means that when you set up the crib, you'll first be setting it up in your bedroom. Now, some parents I share this recommendation with have already set up the crib in the baby's nursery. And to this suggestion, I sometimes get groans and eye rolls. I get it. It's annoying. It's big and bulky, and it has about 100 screws in it. But here's the thing I ask them. Is your baby's safety worth it? The end. I know that sounds blunt and harsh, but in my opinion, taking the crib apart, resetting it up in the bedroom with you may be a pain in the butt, but it's a whole lot easier than birthing a baby or dealing with the grief, heaven forbid something happens in those earliest months. And in addition, your baby will still be close by for those middle of the night feeds and diaper changes, which can be necessary all the way up until 6 months for most otherwise healthy babies, and even beyond that for babies who were premature or those who have special feeding needs. Now, what if that big old crib won't fit? Or there's absolutely no way your spouse is going to move it to your room. You have options. You can use a mini crib or a pack and play in your bedroom instead. Don't feel like the full-on crib itself is the only option. Some homes simply don't have the space. In that case, find a mini crib, which is not another bassinet, but a crib that's bigger than a bassinet but smaller than a full-size crib, meets the safety requirements, is appropriate for your baby's size and weight, and in which you can lower the mattress to a safe level. The more baby becomes mobile and starts sitting up and then pulling up to standing. Or simply use your travel crib, which is also called a pack and play or a play yard, until baby is older than 6 months and ready to transfer out of your bedroom. Again, when choosing a travel crib, make sure that it meets all the safety qualifications. For example, according to the AAP, that means no inclines, only use the flat firm mattress that it came with the travel crib, absolutely no other pillows or cushions, etc. Use a fitted sheet that's intended for the size of the travel crib so that it doesn't become loose or bunchy, which can obviously put your baby in danger, etc. In the show notes for this episode, I'll leave a link to information on those federal regulations for safe infant sleep surfaces in case you feel like checking those out. This third tip is a relatively simple one, in theory, of course. My third tip for you when you transfer from bassinet to crib is to take turns getting up to get the baby in the middle of the night. If you and your spouse or parenting partner are anything like me and my husband, it can sometimes feel like it's impossible to get out of bed when baby wakes up in the middle of the night. Sometimes, baby might simply fall back asleep, especially if baby has independent sleep skills. But other times, and especially in those first several months, baby may very well need something like a feed or a diaper change. So, take turns. If you, as the mom, are the only one who can feed the baby because you're exclusively breastfeeding, your spouse or parenting partner can still take a turn to physically get up and get the baby for you. Yes, they're tired, but so are you. And as long as you don't fall asleep with baby in your bed, you can continue to do feeds and diaper changes while you're sitting up in bed. And then as soon as you're done feeding and diapering and burping, you can get baby right back into the crib. I also always recommend this fourth tip when you transfer your baby from the bassinet to a crib. And I always make this recommendation to my clients. Use mom or dad's scent. So this can apply to either mom or dad, whomever has the most calming effect on the baby. And it's not a competition, okay? Try both. See which one works. Maybe both mom and dad's scents will work. What you're going to do is take the fitted sheet off of baby's crib. And for about 10-15 minutes before you put baby to bed, tuck it in your shirt. Yes, I know it sounds strange. Stick with me. Then, when it's time to put your baby to bed, take the sheet out of your shirt and replace it snugly back around the crib mattress. Your scent will now be on the crib sheet and can act as a great soothing mechanism for your baby, making this new sleep environment feel more familiar to him. So don't go using, you know, perfumes or aftershave on the sheet. Baby wants your scent, which is different. That's unique from those scents that you wear. Okay, our fifth tip for transferring baby from bassinet to crib is practice. If you're noticing signs that it might be time to transfer from the bassinet to the crib soon, begin practicing having baby sleep in his crib space during naps. This can be especially successful if you begin practicing with the very first nap of the day each day. If you've already listened to the episode on 5 key reasons why your baby's taking short naps, part 1, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't worry about the rest of the naps in the day. Start with the very first nap of the day. And if you haven't listened to that episode, or you want to give it another listen because, you know, mom brain, I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. Sometimes, transferring baby out of the bassinet and into the crib can coincide right at the same time with when your baby reaches the 3 to 4 month mark, when your baby is ready to sleep train as this may be when your baby reaches the max height or weight for their bassinet. Or they could begin rolling around this time, or all of the above. If this is the case, you can take this opportunity of shifting sleep spaces to sleep train your baby at the same time as when you transfer baby to her new crib. And yes, it is 100% possible to sleep train your baby while they're still sleeping in the same room as you. I'm going to say it again. It is 100% possible to sleep train your baby while they're still sleeping in the same room as you. Now, at the 3 to 4 month mark, your babies may still need a night feed or two, and that is still conducive to sleep training. So, if this sounds like you, go ahead and listen to our episode on how to choose the right sleep method for your family, and I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. And that is it for today. Today, we discussed when to transfer baby from bassinet to crib and 6 top tips for the bassinet to crib transfer to make it as easy and pain-free as possible. I'm Ashley Thompson, and you're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. Now go snuggle that clever baby of yours. It's time for them to play, sleep, grow. Ending legal note. Please remember that this is a podcast for personal use. It is not medical advice and should not be considered or used as such. I am not a medical sleep professional. And though I am a pediatric sleep consultant and speech-language pathologist, the information I present on this podcast is general information that I have gathered through my own education, research, and experience, and not specific to you or your child. Before implementing any ideas or suggestions I may provide, please clear it with your or your child's doctor first.